This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a big goodbye from a member of the CBS family. After 11 years hosting The Late Show, Stephen Colbert signed off last night.
This show, I want you to know and you to know, has been a joy for us to do for you.
The celebrity competition was fierce to be Stephen's final guest.
I was going to give you the traditional six bananas. You know, you always give people who are retiring.
Paul Rudd, Bryan Cranston, and Tim Meadows were all turned away, but then...
Hey, Steve, what about me?
Paul McCartney showed up, shared memories of the Ed Sullivan Theater, then got the honors of turning out the lights for good. And then there's us, CBS New York's Tony Aiello looks back.
CBS News Radio brought the world to American homes.
Now here is Douglas Edwards.
Eventually carried on 700 affiliates. Allison Keys took listeners to Lower Manhattan on 9/11.
I can hardly breathe. It looks like a nuclear war happens here.
I want the listeners to know how proud and honored I am to have worked for this amazing place with these amazing people.
They lived up to the Murrow tradition. CBS News Radio, good night and good luck.
Lights out here tonight. First to Central Africa, where people say arsonists set fire to an Ebola treatment center in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Officials say people were upset they couldn't retrieve a man's body for burial after he died of the disease. Meantime, a U.S. citizen is struggling. CBS's Ian Lee.
Missionary Dr. Peter Stafford, who treated patients, is the only American confirmed with the virus and is critically ill. He is now hospitalized in Berlin, where his family are among six Americans being monitored for symptoms.
The top Gaza envoy for the Board of Peace warning the current situation there could unravel the plans for its future. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Nikolay Mladenov says the risk is that the deteriorating status quo becomes permanent.
A divided Gaza, Hamas holding military and administrative control over 2 million people across less than half the territory.
He says with Hamas refusing to lay down arms and Israel maintaining troops in a large part of Gaza, reconstruction money is frozen.
Racing fans like Matt Graham are devastated over the death of Kyle Busch.
I think back to before I was born when Dale Earnhardt passed and how much that meant to people who watch NASCAR.
His family says the two-time champ died suddenly just hours after announcing he'd been hospitalized for a severe illness. No specifics given. Busch was testing in a racing simulator Wednesday when he became unresponsive. He was 41 years old. Gas at an average $4.55 a gallon today. This is CBS News.
What is going on?
What's going on here?
How is this possible?
Great storytelling starts here.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Why?
It's time for 60 Minutes.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Ready or not, summer is coming, and Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance is on now. Right now through May 25th, get up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals all sale long and surprise flash deals on Memorial Day. We're talking thousands of products at every style and budget. Now is the time to save big on must-haves for your patio, backyard, and beyond. These savings won't last, so don't wait. Shop Wayfair's Memorial Day clearance now through May 25th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Memorial Day's almost here, and memories of colder days are melting away.
Over the winter, Boston got more than its fair share of snow, and that meant lots to scrape off the roads and pile up.
It was huge. It just basically looked like a mini mountain.
Sophia got a good look at the Great Alston snow pile in its prime. She works at the DoubleTree Hilton Hotel across the street.
It was never pretty white snow, but it was huge, I will say.
Though now, after several days of 90-degree temps, one of them being a record breaker, the pile has slimmed significantly, now looking more like a large pile of dirt.
It's definitely much smaller. It was like five times the size.
Emma Friedman for CBS News Boston.
Barbecuing this weekend, it's going to cost you more. A new analysis from the Groundwork Collective finds staples have spiked 13% on average. Hamburgers, brats, and tomatoes all saw at least 20% price bumps, while corn's almost double what it was last year. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.